This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today from the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show in San Antonio, where we run into Jim Strickland. Jim is with Blackbeard's Ranch in Florida. Great to see you.
Man, I am so happy to be here in San Antonio, Texas. This is a wonderful place, and this is a cowboy town.
Okay, for those within the industry, and especially those in Florida, no surprise how big the industry is in Florida, but others would be surprised.
Well, I tell you, the ones that don't know are our new residents. So we've got about 1,000 new residents coming in every week into our state that they don't realize that the largest cow-calf operation in the United States of America is in Florida. That would be the Deseret Ranch, which is the Mormon Church. And you look at the top 15 cow-calf operations in the United States, you will see 5 to 6 of my friends and neighbors that are on that list. So you're right. A lot of people don't realize that we have a lot of cattle ranches in Florida. But not only that, in 1521, that's when the first cattle arrived in North America. And they arrived in North America about a 45-minute drive from our ranch. So it's kind of nice to have the birthplace of the cattle industry happen there in Southwest Florida.
Again, you're with Blackbeard's Ranch. Did you grow up on the ranch?
I did not. I've got a story that might be a little bit different. It's not a sad story. But my family came here about 1840 out of Georgia, and they settled up in North Florida. And my father migrated to South Florida. They were all in the cattle business, but they were all in the cattle business on public land and free-range land. So Dad came south, had started a cattle business down here. Bad thing was Dad died whenever I was 17 years old. So I didn't get the benefit of really learning from my father, you know, the business end. I learned a cowboy end. So most of our cattle were on leased land. Well, I live in Florida, and it's a drastically changing state day by day, so leased land came and went a lot. So for about the first 21 years of my life, I spent on a horse, in the bigger open, pastures that we had leased. So here I am today. I've been blessed. I've had some mentors that have really helped me, and I've had the opportunity to partner and manage several ranches for Galinsky Enterprises out of St. Petersburg. And they don't have any agricultural background, but I do. I still own and operate Strickland Ranch. I'm a partner in Big Red Cattle Company, which is a purebred and a hay operation. So we stay real busy, but I unlike folks, I don't have a whole lot of people ahead of me that have been able to tell me what to do, and I have made so many mistakes. But I've got one son, a great son, graduated from Texas A&M University with a degree in political science. So he's now working for the State Department. He loves the ranches, but he does not work on the ranch. So I'm there by myself, but I am blessed to do what I always wanted to do since I was 8 years old.
Well, let's take this opportunity to say congratulations on winning an ESAP award, Environmental Stewardship. What's that mean?
Well, I tell you, if you're a rancher and you're listening, consider what you do on your ranch, and let's get a group of people around the United States to write the application for this award, because not only will they evaluate what you do, but they will help you in what you do of being spokesperson for the industry. So whether you're in California as a spokesperson or in Iowa, we need as many people as spokespeople for our industry as possible. You may not realize all the good things that you're doing on your ranch. I can tell you I was very humbled last night when I received the award. Very humbling for a poor little kid that started out on leased land with not a whole lot of cattle. And I was looking at some of these ranches that are 125,000 acres, multi-generational, lived on the ranch. And so I was very humbled to receive this award. But what I'm saying is that everybody else on this group, we're some of the best ranches in the United States of America.
Okay, Jim, just you and I are the only ones that know right now you're wearing a cowboy hat. Does that provide an opportunity to tell ag story to others?
Almost every time you go to town with a cowboy hat on, you can start the conversation. And if you are somewhat loquacious like I am, you can start a good conversation, and you can inform them about Florida, about the cattle industry throughout the United States also, of the importance, but it comes down to a lot more importance than keeping a legacy or keeping a heritage for those families. It really comes down to the population of Florida or of the United States. But if you look at it, we're less than 2% of the population is agriculturalists in the United States. So we need as many friends as we can possibly get. We have to take that opportunity to explain to them what our ranches can do for them. They may not see it, feel it, or touch it, but if we supply quality water, clean water, water that has been filtrated as it comes through our ranches because it's not running fast, we supply wildlife corridors, land for endangered species, clean air, carbon sequestration. There's a lot of things that the public gets that they don't realize on our ranches, so start a conversation.
Well, not every part of the country is dealing with urban sprawl or just the idea of development, but what are you seeing when it comes to Florida and ag?
Well, I can tell you, we don't lease any land anymore, but most of our land is owned by my partner and me. But we still have those conversations about private property rights, that if you do want to develop your ranch, that is your right to develop your ranch. If you do it right, that's what you should be able to do. And I don't care if you're in Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, or Florida. We believe in property rights. But I also believe in it very strongly, is to show what ranchers do for the population of the United States by simply waking up in the morning and maintaining a cattle ranch on that property. So everybody talks about sustainability. Man, it's nice. We need sustainability, regenerative agriculture, and resiliency. Well, we can't have any of those unless we are profitable. We have to stay profitable. If we don't stay profitable, their ranch is going to be sold. It's probably going to be sold to a developer. Nothing against developers at all. I am not anti-growth, because there's some land that we own that I promise you it's not conducive for farming for a long time. It's right close to Tampa, Naples, Sarasota. Someday we will take advantage of our rights under the laws of the United States, and we will sell that to a developer. It won't be us, but I'm looking for options for ranchers and to maintain those budgets, of which do cost shares and conservation easements that keep those ranches viable.
But some of those decisions are made, well, at a legislative level. How important is it to get those decision makers out on the ranch?
It's terribly important. It's hard to tell a story about a beautiful green piece of property while you're sitting in a 12 by 12 cubicle talking to a senator in the state capitol. You can't do it. So not only that, but just before you got there, they were talking to doctors and attorneys and plumbers and school teachers. When you walk out of there, they're going to be doing the same thing. So you hold very little significance while you're there. What you need to do is get those folks on your turf. In Florida, we're blessed to have an agritourism law that protects us from a liability standpoint of bringing those folks out. But the policymakers that we can bring out, so whether it's senators, representatives, congressmen, we don't, like every other state, we have two senators, but getting them out there is going to be tough. But we have a ton of congressmen that we can get out on our ranches. So in Florida, we're getting pretty progressive, because we live and die by a lot of politics that come into our state. We didn't have a lot of issues whenever we had about 6 million cows and about 1 million people, but we have a lot of environmental issues now that we have 21 million people and less than 1 million cattle in the state of Florida. So let's all work together, get some ranchers out to a meeting, and y'all talk about how you're going to get what legislators to what ranches, because, proximity, they don't have a lot of time. Most of the time they're fundraising when they're not in the Capitol. So, you write them some checks, Talk to them about your issues, but get them on a swamp buggy or get them on a chuck wagon or get them on a horse or a buggy and take them out and see those wide open spaces, whether you're in West Texas or West Florida.
Jim, pleasure to meet you again. Congratulations on the Environmental Stewardship Award. Jim Strickland is with Blackbeard's Ranch in Florida. From the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show in San Antonio, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.